My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to designate fix-it times to improve operations and reduce wasted time and frustration at work and at home. This tip comes from Kim Scott's book, Radical Candor. This book teaches readers how to be a great boss who, as she puts it, cares personally about her team and also challenges them directly. There are lots of helpful management tips, but even if you're not leading a group, you can use some of her ideas to make things better, both at work and at home. Designating a fix-it time is one of these ideas. Scott explains that engineering organizations often have fix-it weeks, which she calls the equivalent of spring cleaning. As she explains, everyone will stop working on new features for a week and fix bugs in the current product. She contrasts fix-it weeks with hack weeks, when the focus is on developing new ideas. Fix-it weeks provide a chance to fix old and annoying problems that have been bothering people for months. If you're like me, you can probably think of all kinds of bugs at work and at home that you'd love to eliminate. Maybe you want to set up your printer to scan directly to email, so that you don't need to plug a flash drive into your printer every time you want to turn a paper document into a PDF. Maybe you want to create a launch pad by your back door at home, so you can stop feeling frazzled every morning as you're looking for your keys or umbrella. Maybe that towel rack in your bathroom is threatening to come loose from the wall. And don't get me started on random burned out lights, or that you find yourself typing the same answers over and over again to people who request a certain document. Keep a list of these bugs, things that consume time, drain your energy, or cause frustration. This could be a document on your computer, a page in a bullet journal, or just a list stuck to your fridge, anywhere that's convenient to see. If you lead a team, ask your colleagues to keep a running list of bugs. Ask your home team, that is the people who live with you or come to your house regularly, to keep a list of bugs as well. Then designate periodic fix-it times, ideally times when you don't have too many other constraints. Maybe you're off for a holiday, but your kids aren't. That could be a great time to eliminate some bugs at home. Or you could choose a Friday at work that you've intentionally kept clear to deal with these problems. Yes, you could keep putting these things off. There's no real harm caused by having to use the memory stick on your printer. But it will also feel really good to cross them off and not be bothered by them ever again. Although Scott talks about annual fix-it weeks, you can experiment with the duration and frequency of fix-it times that work for you, your team, and your family. One day per quarter might be a good starting point. In any case, it's easy to underestimate how much time we lose to the bugs in our life and how much frustration we needlessly experience. Fix-it times can help us reclaim wasted time and energy, which we can then use to progress toward our goals. Are there bugs at work or at home that are annoying you? If you try a fix-it time, I'd love to hear how it goes. You can reach me at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, and here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.